Hello, welcome to the Flat Bottom Girl Podcast.
What the fuck is up? Welcome. I'm Maddie Smith.
I'm Jordan Gingy.
This is the Flat Bottom Girls Podcast. How has your... I can't believe it's only been a week. It feels like it's been a month and a half.
That recording with Andrew feels like a month ago.
It does, right? What happened? Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know what happened because I've been doing nothing. And maybe it's... I feel like the days are getting really long for me.
Dude,
and
totally.
I feel like it's because we're like ultra inside now.
And usually when I see you, it's like, bitch, I just saw you yesterday. But it's been like right. 2 weeks, you know? This is crazy.
Totally. I also... stopped eating sugar in January, and I'm like, my days are so long because I can't eat, I can't fill my time with food, and it's really messing with me.
I stopped eating sugar before, and everything was going great, and then I broke. Caitlin had a birthday, and she had like the most amazing cake, and I ate like everybody's frosting because I like did the thing where I was like, well, today's a sugar day, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
And now I still feel bad days and days later.
It's awful.
So I'm back off sugar again. Everybody's doing no sugar January, which is great for me. It's very helpful.
Yeah, I'm having a really hard time, not gonna lie. I really like dessert, and I think it's hurting me. And people keep saying, oh, you're going to get so much happier. It hasn't happened so far, and it's been 11 days.
It will get... the first day, the first, like... I mean, to be honest, it's the same with drinking. It's like the first month is actually so brutal. And then after that, it gets easier. I can't really say how it is to not have sugar, though, fully, because I use so much stevia.
Yeah.
Which other people really hate, but that just is, like, a sugar substitute that I really like, so I'm...
Yeah.
You know, but other people are like, I have to do nothing. There's no...
Yeah, I have to do nothing. We do have, like, stevia, I think, here, but I don't want to fill that hunger cue with just fake sugar.
Yeah, you know? I just put stevia in my water with lemon, and it quells it.
Oh, wow.
And popcorn. I eat so much popcorn when I want to have sugar, and it really helps.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll get popcorn. I don't know. I guess I just didn't realize how emotionally much I rely on.
Well, right now, you probably have... I mean, some people have, like one of my friends has this candida thing, which is basically, like, a bacteria that grows in your body, and it is fed off of... It survives off sugar. Mm-hmm. So when they stop eating sugar, they start, like... The actual bacteria starts also freaking out, making them want sugar really bad, which is so spooky. It's like a lot.
Got it.
So, sugar's fucked
I mean,
up.
I guess it's less physical and more like, damn, I got nothing to look forward to. It'd be different if I was, like, running around, doing meetings, doing shows, but I'm just, like, staring at myself all day.
I know.
So,
my
I
only satiation of that is, like, codependency, getting people to fall in love with me, flirting with people, dating... has replaced sugar. You know what I mean? So you need like...
Yeah, maybe I'll start flirting with Andrew.
Just do it. Yeah, start flirting with Andrew. Start flirting with other people. It'll keep your relationship healthy.
Yeah. Everyone's ugly, though.
Everyone is incredibly ugly.
Yeah.
You're not even on these dating apps, dude. I was swiping last night just for fun. It is... They are hideous. It's not even that they're hideous. They're... No, it is that they're hideous. I mean, the men are hideous. I was looking at Mike's, and the women are so fucking hot. Every one of them, even if they're trashy, they're, like, trashy hot.
It's ridiculous. The options are abound for men on dating apps.
All the men on the dating app look like those Easter Island rock sculptures.
They do.
They're just
they
massive.
They look like Picasso paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I can't use the apps anymore either. I was like, I don't know, maybe I'm just elitist or something, but I was like, I'm too special for this shit. You know what I mean?
I know, I did feel like when I was on Bumble, I was like, they don't deserve me, and I don't deserve to put myself with these other plebes.
I know. I'm like, I am a performer. I should meet people through that, you know? I'm surrounded by artists at all times. That should be.
Totally.
I shouldn't have to look at this goddamn Herb flip book and find some finance idiot.
I agree. I'm not writing a profile about myself. Bitch, I'm known. I'm known. I'm not putting that into 160 characters or less.
But then you look at I find a lot of comedians on the dating apps. And they look like bad options. you know what I mean? Like, you're like, bro, you are one of the funniest comics in Brooklyn, but you don't say that on your app. So you just look like a pretty unattractive, boring dude who doesn't really have a job description, you know?
Right. Well, comics, we all think, oh, they're only gonna wanna date me. Men think they're only gonna wanna date me because I'm a comedian. Like, shut the fuck up.
I don't write that I'm a comic on it because I don't want them. First of all, I have like a weird, like, if my full time job isn't comedy and I'm not getting paid oodles of money for it, I feel weird saying that. But also, if you write that every single time, they're like, tell me a joke. You're like, oh, hey, I love to laugh, too. I'm like,
for women, yes, do not put that you're a comic. But guys should totally fuck. Every girl wants to date the cool, funny guy.
I know, they should totally do it. But then, here's the thing. The comics that I see on there that aren't really comics, they're just like open micers who have like parade. They always have a picture at fucking... comic strip, you know, or like
some... Or they took a class at the Cellar and their photo is at the Comedy Cellar, which is so fucked up.
There's so much of that.
I want to call them out.
Recently, I know you saw it, who posted a picture of them at with the New York Comedy Club background, and it was like for a produced show, and I was like,
who did that? A comedian?
Yeah, it was a comedian. I mean, it's a comedian who like produces a lot of shows.
I can't see what you're mouthing, but
I wish I could.
Type it in the chat.
Okay.
And we'll go on.
Anyway, it was just, you know, funny. I thought it
I know, I'm always like, but I'm also like, don't spend your mental energy on this. Yeah. It's always, we're all faking it, but some people are faking it a little more than others.
What is my dating profile? I guess it's like... I hate that. I don't even think I've used one of the comedy photos. It's so difficult to curate it. It really is hard.
It really is. Also, I'm going back to pics from 2015. I'm like, this was a good one. I have no pictures of myself.
I look like a different person in every single one.
Me
you know?
Too. And I never, like, look... I don't know. I feel like people are, like, shocked when they meet me. Because they're like... It's not even like... I just don't look like photos.
Yeah, me neither.
Not in a bad... It's just shocking.
I know. I've been shocked. I've only been on two of these Hinge dates, and one I was very disappointed. I was like, "You look nothing like your photos. You are wildly less attractive." And the other one, I was like, "You need to get a friend who can take a picture of you because your photos are hideous." And I went on a date with you basically to be like, "This will make me feel better about myself." And showed up and super hot.
Totally.
Yeah.
I've had mostly. I actually have had more... Okay, I see what was going on here. I see what I thought, and now I see what you are. And I've had a lot of... Your voice sounds a lot different than I thought. And that is turning me off. Yeah.
They say that is turning... Oh, you have had their voice sound different.
Like, he looks great, and then they're... Like, one guy had, like, a really high-pitched... I don't want to say gay, but had, like, a... lisp?
Yeah.
Of a gay guy, and I was like, this, I can't vibe with you. Not in a homophobic way, in a way that was like, oh, we're talking about Steve Madden right now.
Isn't this the Tinder guy you went home with?
I went home with one of them, yeah.
You went home, yeah, you told the pod about it early on. You went home with a super, super gay guy.
Super gay, yeah, and he was like, are these Doc Martens, as I was leaving. And then when I left, he said, ciao. He's totally gay now.
No. Is he gay? Have you checked?
I have not checked. These guys who I had sex with, I have not spoken to ever since then.
I've never had sex with an app person. I just haven't done it. Hold on 1 second. You're lagging.
Oh.
You're back.
Okay, cool. Oh, there we go.
I'm just going to clap really quick.
Oh.
Okay, cool. I've never slept with one of them. I haven't done it.
Yeah, well, you have higher self-esteem than I do.
Well, it takes me like 6 months to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
If I'm not, it's because I'm not drinking.
Yeah, mine were all like blackout.
Yeah, I can have sex with Lays. Whoever blackout.
Yeah.
Speaking of blackout, it's been a really long time since I've drank, and now I'm now I'm at the phase where I'm like, I was doing it to be like, I want to be sober, but we'll just do a trial period. And now I'm at the, like, where you're bobbing a balloon up, and you're like, well, you can't drop it now. You've been holding it up so long, you know?
Totally.
But
it... Yeah, why would you... Yeah.
The only reason why I would drink is to fucking dick. Because I just can't... I mean, yeah. I truly have been trying, and it is impossible. I just end up, like, being their therapist for a night and then going home. And they're like, well, I view her as a male professor.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. I think it's a better idea to not drink.
Yes, I agree.
Just indefinitely.
I agree.
The negative feelings associated with it, the stupidity that you get yourself into when you start drinking. I'll get like one glass of wine and I start saying shit, and in my brain I'm like, just stop. But my mouth is like, I have to keep going.
Okay, what about this? This is an interesting dilemma I'm in. I have like a notebook. I feel like I'm taking notes. Okay, this... is okay. Slightly started dating somebody, kind of, slightly, okay. Little bit, and he was like, I was like, I'm not gonna date somebody who drinks.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, well, I'm not just, you know, I want to stop drinking, but I'm not just gonna like stop and then magically we'll be dating, obviously. And I was like, yeah, obviously. Then he did stop drinking. And then, like, a couple weeks later, we started slightly seeing each other. I'm like,
okay,
this feels risky, because it does feel like it's like, well, what? It's just like, now you're like a forever sober. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, doctor?
I think it seems risky.
Risky!
Risky.
Yeah.
I think I need to move to the bedroom. 1 second, because I think my internet's not working out here.
Yeah, how about Biden give me 1 second? The goddamn Wi-Fi booster? Because this is what we all need. Our internet...
Hold on, I'm going to move to the... I think it's my...
Our internet went out, like, mid-movie last night, and we all, like, became hostile towards each other. I was like, this can't happen. If we're locked inside. No, this can't happen.
Okay, so... Watch this. Hey, Google, turn bedroom light on.
Nice.
I think it seems risky. What'd you say?
You hooked your lights up to the Google Home?
Yeah, it's pretty boss.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Google, make bedroom light green.
What? God, you are like a 34-year-old male comic with these alternating lights.
All well, it's Andrew. It's not me.
The Andrew, I know, he the put boys with the different lights. Is it unbelievable?
I know.
But they're not it's having to get out of bed to turn your light off.
And they like someone obeying them. That's my theory.
Oh, yeah, but I also something have, like, a wrong. Really...
Try again in a few seconds.
I feel very connected to Siri. I talk to Siri constantly. Mm. And if I had an Alexa, she would be my little bitch. My little goddamn pocket bitch.
Yeah.
Anybody who has an Alexa, I spend more time talking to their Alexa than I do to them.
I know, it's like a threesome.
It's unbelievable.
He's like, oh, I shouldn't have added this other girl. She's now they're both interested in each other more than me.
My sister has an Echo and an Alexa. God damn, it really just feels like you have a harem full of women that you're bossing around at every goddamn
way. Totally. Okay, so back to the guy. Risky. You know, it's and these guys, they always are like, yeah, I can do it. I'll do it for you. 2 weeks into something, they're like, I can't do it anymore. Same thing with your ex quitting weed.
Ah, yes. Also, I feel like there's the risk of, like, that, okay, so we're dating, there's a fight, all of a sudden they're like, fuck it, if she's gonna be a bitch, I'm gonna drink, and then you're like, alright, well now you're not doing this for you, you're doing this for me.
Definitely, when they hold it, when it's tied to you, that seems risque, right?
Yeah, the question is, could I date somebody who's in an attempt to not drink, as opposed to just, like, a sober person?
Totally.
That's the question.
I guess my only experience with this is kind of like when I started dating Andrew. It doesn't have to do with drinking, but he broke up with his girlfriend.
Right.
But he had to, like, make it clear that it, if it didn't work out with us, he wouldn't regret leaving her. So...
Oh, of course.
Tying something you do to the person you just started dating is really risky.
Yeah, I mean, that's the scariest thing in the world, when you're like, can you... I'm not going to be the person who you think I'm going to be this whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the thing about Andrew is the reason why you were able to get close to him is because they were already in a shitty place, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about cheating and stuff. Like, if somebody cheats on me, I'm like, all right, well, we have to, this is just indicative of a broken thing. Like, yes, it sucks, but I don't lose my mind to the extent that other people do, because I'm like, sometimes this is just what it takes to get the fuck out of this, you know?
Yeah, you're like, oh, wow, okay, I guess this isn't what I thought, but I'm also not going to waste my time here anymore.
Yeah, and it takes, like, an enlightened being to be like, I recognize, without having a backup, that this relationship is not working, and I'm going to go foray into singledom with nobody but myself.
Right, right. But you know what? Most people do not have that self awareness or ability to stand by themselves. So when someone cheats on you, they take it very harshly.
Right, totally. I mean, I take it harshly for a little bit, and then I am promptly like...
Yeah, I've never been cheated on. I used to be like, if he cheats, it's game over. But now I'm like, if he cheated, I'd be like, whoa, well, that's crazy. Well, especially Andrew, I'd be like, that's wild.
That would be almost like hot if Andrew cheated. It'd almost be like a turn.
I know, I'd be like, oh my... Baby, bring her in.
I think I would, if somebody cheated on me, I think forever I'm always going to be in an open relationship. I've been thinking about this a lot. We've talked about this a lot. I'm very pro open relationship, not in the sense of like, I want to fuck a million people and be with one person, but I do want to be able to, like, say I'm on the road and I meet some weird guy in the hotel and we fuck. I just want that to, like, be cool.
Yeah.
But I don't want... And also, as soon as you open up a relationship, everything gets more fun and nobody actually ends up and sleeps with anybody. In my experience, anytime I've been like, let's open this up, it's always been like, ooh, now we are just closer and there's no desire to be with somebody else.
I could see how it'd be cool for people who are like, I'm just not, like, into sex that much.
Right, right.
So for me, it's, like, not a priority of mine. But if you, like... Like having sex a lot, and you're going on the road, and you want to make the most of your time as a traveling stand-up comedian, hell yeah. For me, personally, the last thing I want to do when I'm alone on the road is fuck a dude.
I don't really want to fuck anybody, but I do want to engage in inappropriate monogamous-wise with, romantic conversation. Like, I do want them to, like...
Yeah.
I do want to be, like, intimate with... I never want to have sex, though. Absolutely not. I mean, I never...
Okay, yeah, I guess I could see myself, like, at a bar and someone talking to me and being like, you know.
Yeah, and I get so guilty when I'm in a relationship and I do that. Like, I get really...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's not open, then I always feel like I have to confess. And then they're like, why are you... This feels shitty.
Totally.
But if it's open, it's like... I don't know. Also, sometimes I feel like in the comedy community, the second you say you're in a relationship, people start, like, viewing you as a dead person. That's always what happens to me. You know what I mean? Where they're like...
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking about it, and every female comedian I know has a boyfriend.
I do think I got invited to stuff less once I started dating him, but I also say no to a lot of stuff at the same time. So I think it's more of that. I think it's just more of that.
It's like the perfect dynamic for you. You're like, this is ideal, you know? Like, I get invited to stuff left, and I am like, that, like, panics me immediately. I need to be included in all social engagements or I lose my damn mind.
Yeah, I'm more just like, I live in Queens, I get it. And also, you know, like, I don't know, I hang out with, like, 5 people. And then when I go to, like, the comedy parties, I get super stressed and then I just leave.
The comedy parties are so... They are a whole new level of stress.
That was a thing. They were a thing. It was like every weekend I'm on a fucking roof with random people, and I'm like, oh, Micah Brewski's at the center of the Rift Circle.
Anybody, dude, it's the cringiest thing in the entire world. It's like, what? The Rift Circle going and going and going and going, and then one person lets it fall flat. And they're like, you know, because they said something vulnerable or something that actually has to do with their life, and the rest of the party, they just have to, like, be betrothed to the corner of the room and never be respected again amongst the community because they were like, I'm seeing a therapist. Yeah.
Absolutely humiliating. Yeah.
It's so humiliating.
You can't say. I'm trying to think of any crazy comedy parties. The worst are when they're in, like, the loudest bars. And you have to be like, where's Sam? I'm going to say hi. And
then you just walk up to the person. I'm going to say hi to Sam before I leave. You wait here.
Yeah. And you just say happy birthday because they have a TV credit and you want to make it known that you were there.
And Joey Dardano is just shirtless dancing in the middle of a pile of people. And you're like, dude. And he's like, I promised I wouldn't dance tonight. I promise. And you're like, who did you promise? What?
What is going on here? Totally. Yeah.
I took my Myers-Briggs personality test again yesterday. Have you taken that?
What'd you get?
I'm a extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceptive person. So ENFP.
I'm going to take mine again. I took one recently that wasn't Myers-Briggs, but it was like personality type, and I literally got entertainer. The entertainer.
Mm.
Which is embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing. That's good. That means you're in the right place.
I guess, but it was like, you love to be the center of attention, but you get worn out easily.
What's your astrological sign?
Libra of chill as fuck.
Libra is chill as fuck?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Every Libra I know is the best person I ever met in my life.
Every Gemini I know is the best person I've ever met in my life.
I think everyone's just trained to be, you know, biased toward their own sign.
It really is crazy how it is that. I mean, Geminis are supposed to be insane people. They're back and forth. They're hot and cold. They're moody as hell.
Geminis are moody as hell. I'm gonna just
and I am moody
there.
As hell.
Libras are pretty moody too, but we'll be like, we'll get in the heat of the moment and be like, I'm never speaking to them again, and then be fine the next
grudge
day.
Grudge holders, yes. We
have mental ups and downs, but not as much outward.
Right, and Geminis are like, I'm going to rip this person's face off and then put it on my face, wear it around as a mask, and see how that feels. And then hang myself by the age of 35 kind of thing.
Yeah,
just casual Gemini shit. I
a little less predictable.
I don't believe in it at all. I just can't. I can't believe in it.
It's fun to, like, play into it, but at the end of the day, it's like, no. The stars? Nah. Just because my parents fucked in February means that I have this personality? Nah.
And it's also like, we are so, like, maybe if I was just like a nomad wandering around, maybe I would be influenced by the stars. But at this point, I'm throwing goddamn birth control in me, Adderall in me. I'm fucking, my society is all wrapped around. Like, my archetype is decided by my goddamn living situation, you know?
Literally. Yeah, I agree. And it's my upbringing that made me the way I am, not the fact that I was born under a full moon.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my bitch mom that determined everything and my genetics.
Right.
Yeah.
However, I will say reading a horoscope and being like, oh, wow, it perks you up a little bit. It's like the same as religion. It gives you like a guiding force. But people who like at parties are like, hold on, what's your rising moon? Shut up. Don't act like it's a thing.
It's crazy when you have a conversation with somebody and you're like, you're into them, you're digging them. It's a great conversation. And then they're like, can I ask you something? You're not a Scorpio by any chance. And you're like, no, but I am throwing myself off this roof right now.
Totally. It feels very trendy right now also to be into it. And no one knows what they're talking about.
I mean, human beings really need religion. It is obviously I'm super anti-religion, but it is something, the guiding force. I'm like, dude, walk around with a coin in your pocket if you have to. But astrology, I guess, is a better of a lot of evils. This is very funny the way that you're holding your phone right now.
Here's my take on astrology. I guess. I mean, I honestly, if I'm going to get into something, it's going to be like religion.
Yeah.
At least religion is like, here's how you should live your life and be a good person and treat other people. Astrology is just like, you're here for you and only you. And it's because of the constellations.
And it's also like the people who write the horoscopes, where... I would love to know this. We should have a horoscope person. We should have a real astrologist on the podcast who's like...
Yeah.
Because how do the horoscope people...
After we just said it's bullshit.
I will say it's bullshit right into their goddamn mouths. Yeah. But, I mean, how do they come up with the things? How do they come up with the laws?
I don't know. I think it's all fake. Or they look into characteristics of a Libra and they're like, okay, they're indecisive. Then I'm going to write Monday's astrology and it's going to be, you have a decision to make this week. And we know there's two ways it could go. Like, that's what I think it is. They characterize them and then you identify with those characteristics because you think you should. And then they write the horoscopes based off of those characteristics.
You know what has brought me such joy, though, is when people have read my tarot cards. That is like the crazy. Okay, here's actually what I like about tarot cards, because it's in the moment and it's like a it's like open blind faith, where it's like whatever card you point to, that's your destiny. And I'm like, well, that's just as open-ended as me going out into the world and just randomly doing something. Like, that kind of makes sense to me, you know? It's like whatever meaning you apply to this, that's what it means, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I should get into tarot card. It's really... I mean, I had, like, a whimsical, wine-lipped woman on her, like, carpeted rug be like, this is the Grim Reaper, which tells me that you are going through a period of depression. And I was like, this is genius.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, you could tell me that at any point in my life. Yeah, totally. But I guess tarot cards for me are more just like, this is just randomized bullshit, but I will play into
it. It's so random that it's interesting to me. Like, it's so, like, they're making it up by the seat of my pants, by the seat of their pants, that it feels more, like, individualized to me and that person in the moment than just, like, the general horoscope that's in Cosmopolitan that day.
Yeah. Especially the Cosmopolitan ones that are just like, the guy you're waiting on is not ever gonna be interested. Yeah. Move on.
Or worse, when they're like, the guy you're interested in loves you back, and you're like, I knew
it. I know. Someone you fucked recently is still thinking about you.
I remember doing full-on Wiccan love spells when I was younger. Like, I remember, you know what I mean? And it was like, do this and they'll be in love with you. And I remember the next day at school being like, hey, and then being like, get the fuck away from me.
Totally. Yeah, I had a little stack of little spells that was in like a velvet box and they didn't work. It was a lot of wasted resources. Yeah.
That whole like area of Borders that happened, like Barnes and Nobles when we were younger, that was like the Wiccan section. It was like, this one comes with a necklace that's like, and you're like, that's a satanic symbol I'm going to wear as a sixth grader.
Totally. This one's filled with fairy dust. It's soft.
Yeah. Okay, should we do the next question?
Okay. Yeah.
One person asked, am I microdosing right now? I am not microdosing right now. I was microdosing a lot, and I started to feel crazy with the brain fog thing, so I stopped doing it to try and differentiate what was brain fog and what was not.
Right.
And
I personally am not microdosing.
Right, we know that. And, okay. What did you take to get to a truly confident phase in your life?
Well, I would love to know.
Please, I have a question right back at you. What the fuck gave you the confidence to ask the most unconfident people that question?
How dare you? Although I will say I have been more confident lately. It took a pandemic where I had to force myself to start saying positive things. Otherwise, I could have gotten 15 years of my career still hating myself.
I do think the pandemic has helped. Why is that? It's because we've had to navel gaze for 9 months now?
Pretty much. It's like, it's a coping mechanism. You have to start liking yourself and be positive, or else you're gonna die.
I'm surprised more comics haven't killed themselves over this. Or, you know.
Me too, actually.
Gotten hospitalized.
Me too, actually. I don't know what it is. I do think a lot of comics secretly enjoy that we're all down at the same time.
Yes, yes. Totally.
Yeah. You're like, oh, Amy Schumer's inside, and I am too? Well, I still got hope. There's that blind faith still when we all go down.
I totally agree. I think it's so... I mean, I think there's probably a little bit of a spike in alcoholism, but I do, and just drug use in general, but I totally agree. It's almost like if we had a economy that allowed us all to be on the same level, we'd all be happy. It's kind of like that a little bit.
It's kind of... Except we all got down to the same bad level, but it is... It's similar. So that's why I think, in terms of self confidence,
I just have to be skinny, and then I'm confident.
Yeah, my body, I have body related confidence. I also will say, I think at one point I just got to the point where I was like, I'm so sick of being afraid of everything and telling myself this is going to be bad, and I just started flipping it around. You know, like, before you go on stage, you're like, well, I don't know how this is going to go. I was like, I can't live like this anymore. So in comedy, it just started being like, no, this is your job, and you have done it well before, so you probably will tonight. And then I think I just fed that into other parts of my life.
I was thinking about it. I was about to go up on stage the other day, and I was thinking about how at other times in my life, if I had been, I was like doing a pretty, that show where there were a lot of people, and I was like, man, I was just sitting thinking, and I was like, I would have been like kind of terrified to do this at other points. And I was like, I think that obviously a big part of it is like the amount of time that you spent doing it. But there, I think another thing that I've learned by this age is like when I start to get nervous about something, I'm almost like, and this is maybe from like meditating and stuff, but I'm almost like, oh, it's kind of cool that I get to feel this, or maybe it's pandemic, that I get to feel nervous. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, look at me, look at my heart going, this is kind of cool, you know? Whereas before, if my heart, like, was a little bit fast, I was like, what if I just faint and die right here? What if this is the last breath I take?
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas now I'm like, well, most of my life is spent in a cave, you know, where my heart needs to beat one time a fucking day to keep me alive, so it feels good to, like, feel some sort of adrenaline. And also, I agree. Yeah. It is like, I do feel like I can lean on jokes now. I don't know. I feel like my autopilot is a little bit less stagnant than my old autopilot. Like, my old nervous autopilot used to just be like, I have gay moms and this is that, and like shit that I hated. Whereas now it's like, it's almost like I've integrated crowd work and being alive into autopilot, which is cool.
Yeah, totally.
But aside from that, my confidence is completely compiled in how my body looks at any given time.
Mine is body, and mine is also, like, if I had a good set or if I had a good post do well, and I'd like to... I'm loosening myself from that with each day.
Yeah.
But it's super hard.
It is super hard.
Especially social media. You see someone's popping off, and you're like, oh, well, they have what I don't. And then you just spiral into, like... Oh. I don't even have a brand. That's why people love them, and I would love to get away from that.
I think it's funny when a lot of people are panicking about social media, and I think it's interesting how many comics are freaking out about the fact that they can't do, like... You know, you go on TikTok, and you see somebody, and you're like, this is my impression of a corporate woman who's at a Zoom meeting in France.
Yes, literally.
And you're like... And we're always like, yo, we are fucking comics. Why can't we do an imitation of a corporate Zoom meeting in France? And it's like, because that's not, that hasn't been our format whatsoever. That's like not...
Literally, I could go off on this for days and days. It's a different, you haven't been doing improv for the last 5 years. You haven't been doing sketch. You've been doing telling jokes to an audience. So stop watching these people who have a groundlings background being like, why can't I do... Well, if you want to do it, start doing it now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be bad at first. We all are so annoying that we're like, oh, they're good at being funny in that way, and now I feel bad about myself. Ugh! Appreciate that they're getting likes and be like, I want to do that. I'm going to start, and it's going to be bad at first.
Right, just
we
try it out.
If it's pop off right away.
Yeah, I know. And if I think it really is the sensation of, like, I'm analytical, I know what, you know, that I know how to imitate a hipster in Brooklyn. Why can't I do like a perfect da 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 da? And it's like that person has been doing that in front of their family and friends for so long. And everybody's been like, hey, yeah. That's what's funny. And now they know how to do it. Where we have been like telling stories or whatever, the, you know, whatever it is. Yes. It is. But it is interesting. And it also is like, it's so crazy how social media is just an access to everybody's individual sense of humor, and you can just put it out there. Crazy. It's very interesting. Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
Okay, so that's the answer to that one. And then, okay, we have time for one more.
Okay.
All right. Am I... Are people getting stupider, or are we just alive now to witness them? Are people...
I think people are getting stupider.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who reads, other than, like, us and my sister. I really don't know anyone who's engaging in... Even if they think they're a news junkie, they're just reading headlines. No one's reading the news or anything.
I definitely am witnessing a lot more people being tongue-tied. Like, when you social, when you, I've interacted with a lot of people lately, and they're like, well, you know, and I just think that, like, for the, and you're like, oh my god, dude, you have been interacting with your cat and just your fucking Roku for the last 9 months. There's a lot less, like, eloquency in conversation, which I think is, that'll correct itself.
I guess. I haven't had, like, a nice sit-down with people since, like, college where we would just be like, but life is,
yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I think we're all caught up and stuff, but everyone's so busy that they also don't have time to read or, but I also think people are telling themselves they're too busy to do that and then just watching Love Island at night for 6 hours.
I have gotten to the point where I can't watch TV and I only can read now. Which is a new thing.
Yeah.
The TV, I can't focus on. I end up pacing around like nothing. But the books, I really can get into, which I've been vacillating back and forth. But I will. But I was over at a friend's house the other day, and a few people were hanging out, and she was talking in TikTok mode, it was so interesting. It was like. Like, she kept saying things like, it's kind of a vibe, and I would be like, where's that guy going? And she would be like, he said, I'm a sad boy. You know what I mean? Like, things that are on, it was so weird, and I, like, didn't know how to be like, hey, dude, I don't know what's happening, but you're losing your mind. You're short-circuiting, like, in 15-second videos. Like, it was so, it was so bizarre, and what really freaked me out was I tried to explain it to my other friends, my intellectual friends that were there, and be like, do you feel like that the way she's talking is a little bit TikTok-oriented? Or, and they were like, I don't know what you mean. And I was like, ah, I'm losing my mind.
Because, well, they have to be on the app to know.
Right.
Only you would pick
totally.
Up on
it. It was very interesting. It was very, like, colloquial things were coming. It wasn't centered around, like, this is how I'm feeling. It was like... bitches be like, and I was like, what? I'm right in front of you, dude. This is crazy.
Relationship chat.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It was so crazy. Yes.
So weird.
Well, okay, any final thoughts? I'm going to puzzle this fucking Wi-Fi broken up audio together to my, the best of my abilities, and I'll come to Astoria next week. Black bottom girls and you come black bottom girls and you come black bottom